With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Last week, USDA-trained detector dogs played a major role in the seizure of roughly 1 million pounds of pork that was smuggled from China, where there is an outbreak of African swine fever. The highly contagious and deadly disease affects both domestic and wild pigs, and there is no treatment, and there is no vaccine available for it. Dr. Jack Shear is a veterinarian with the USDA and tells us about some of the symptoms that can show up in pigs when they're infected with African swine fever.
Anyone involved with pigs should be aware of the signs of this illness. With African swine fever, you will see high fever, decreased appetite, weakness, red and blotchy skin lesions, diarrhea, vomiting, coughing, and difficulty breathing. Most importantly, if you see signs of this disease or unusual symptoms with death loss, report it immediately so we can come look at it. We're always happy to do an on-farm investigation if you think something is going on.
Prevention is still your best protection against the disease. To help people learn more about it, as well as the steps that can be taken to help protect U.S. pigs, the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service updated their web content with additional information and links as well to partners' resources about African swine fever. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.